Hello foodies and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We are Food in Review and in this new year we will also bring you the latest content. Of course, talk players and review them. And as a part of food coaching, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today is Monday, January 4, 2021. Happy New Year, everyone. It's good to be back after our break. My name is John, also known as Food Coaching. And today is episode 198, almost number 200. And of course, the party wouldn't be complete without the myth, the legend, the Norwegian king himself. It's Yngve.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm decent. I'm a bit rusty with podcasting and needed to do this recording a couple of times, but
I think we have had a little break now, so it's a little bit new for us, kind of.
Yeah, it's really weird when you do it every day and then suddenly you stop for like, how long do we have a little break? I don't know, a week and a half or something. Yeah, not even that long, but long enough to be rusty. I actually had to check my notes for the first time in, I don't know, months for the intro. It was something with footies and hello and I will.
Yeah, welcome.
We'll get in there, guys. How was your little break?
Very nice. It's been nice and quiet. Things are pretty much getting close to lockdown in Norway. Things are getting stricter every week. So because, you know, the numbers are not going in the right direction. So they're talking about closing down stuff again. So we'll see. So just taking it easy. We went for a few walks and just enjoyed the days off.
Yeah, I mean,
family time, Christmas.
That's important, though. I mean, COVID is still roaming around. Vaccines are getting here, at least. We're starting vaccination this week in Netherlands, but not that many yet.
Yeah, they started in Norway as well. A few thousand they've done, so still a long way to go, but at least they started.
Exactly. There's light at the end of the tunnel, and unfortunately, it's still a long and dark months ahead. But we'll get there, and that goes for FIFA as well, Envy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today is our welcome back show. We're talking about the promo that released this Friday, which of course we weren't in the opportunity to actually talk about it yet. So we'll talk a little bit about headliners. We also are going to talk about what we're going to do for our episode 200 and our schedule for this week. And I could say we're going to talk about all the content we got today, but we got one challenge, I think.
Yeah, we got a headliners challenge where you can get the draft token pack, which I doubt is something extraordinary other than a little bit cheaper draft token. And then, some consumables. I can't remember if there's some kind of non-rare players or something in the pack as well, but it's around 6k to do the SBC or something. So, of course, that's cheaper than paying 15k to do the to get the draft token. So, and if you like to do a cheap draft, then at least you got an opening there. But other than that, of course, it's quite Monday, as it sometimes is after when they start a promo. So,
that's a good thing today, though. So now we have the time to actually catch up with everything because we did miss the promo, at least the start of the promo on the podcast.
Yeah. So, it's unfortunate, but I think most people have just looked at the team, the players available, and the team have to win four matches in the league in a row for the player to get a plus one.
So we're talking about headliners for everyone saying, what are these guys on about? Promo's called headliners.
So that will make sure that the headliners are released. They are plus one from their highest in form, not man of the match or anything, just the in form. And if they get four wins in a row, then their headliner card will be plus two from their highest inform card. So it's a quite okay concept, but it's like a few well-known players, I guess, that people have seen before and done a few SBCs.
That's my problem with this promo, quite honestly.
Yeah. There's like four player of the month players that got a headliner card.
Yeah, I mean that's a bit. I wouldn't mind that they chose those players, right? Because those players did have a great season thus far.
Yeah,
that's why they got the player of the month, and it's well deserved. But at least make it plus one above the special cards. But now they are equal to the player of the month cards, and as much as everyone loved Felix, you can now get a card that's actually scalable and about the same.
His one rated one below the player of the month, though. So, but still, it's going to be a tradable card. So you can sell him, and if he gets another inform, of course, that's going to make his price change as well, usually to a little bit higher. So,
And there's a big chance they win because it's only league. We should say that, right?
Yeah, only four league wins in a row, so they can be horrible in Europe or something like that, or in cups. But as long as they win four matches in a row in the league, they will get a plus one upgrade.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, I can see Fernandes getting that maybe, although Premier League is bound to be a draw somewhere. But for example, Felix and Ben Yedder and Bamba, they are definitely able to pull that off.
Yeah.
Liverpool, Fabinho, of course, your man.
Yeah. Bamba had a player of the month card too. So it's like Bamba, Bruno, Oyarzabal, Felix. So it's a little bit. And I think that Bamba card is quite good as well. And I think it was quite expensive, the player of the month SPC. So.
The player of the month was, if I'm not mistaken, over half a million.
Yeah. So.
And this one is cheap.
Yeah. So that's a little bit.
They're both 86, by the way. So there's no difference there.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing when the rating and upgrades and stuff. But
I think it's. We said it before. Like player of the month are hardly worth doing because usually those players getting informed soon enough. But if they do also pick these cards as special cards in promos, then please just stay away from them. Because the only player of the month which thus far makes any sense doing is, in my opinion, the Son card.
Yeah, but he might get a headliners as well. Next,
yeah, because that's the other one. There's a new team coming Friday.
Yeah.
And if Son gets a headliner, pretty much stay away from player of the month from now on. Just stay away because it's useless at this point. In my honest opinion, though.
But they can't, after headliners promos done, then of course they won't get another, they can't get a headliner, but of course they will get informs and stuff like that. So, it's always a risk. So you have to kind of calculate if you're willing to put that much coins/players for a certain amount of time that might be a lesser card suddenly in time, which would be a little bit frustrating.
I'm not a big fan anyways, but I'm definitely not gonna do them anymore.
So but there are some good players, of course Ben Yedder, Felix.
Oh, all of these players are good, right? I mean, I don't think that's
Amavi maybe, and Radke, I don't know how good they are.
Decent,
yeah,
but also not very expensive.
Mkhitaryan looks really cool, and he's very cheap as well.
And he's on another position again.
Yeah, he's center forward, so he's quite similar to the Felix card, but Mkhitaryan has 4-star skill moves and 5-star weak foot, and Felix has 5-star skill moves and 4-star weak foot. So if you're dependent on the 5-star skill moves, of course, then Felix is a better option, but for around 600k less, you have Mkhitaryan if you have a Serie A team to link him with. It's a very cheap option and he looks really good. So
I totally agree there.
Yeah.
What can we say? I mean, it's a fun promo. I always liked the idea. We, of course, expect the team of the year, but I guess we took a break in a proper way, so they waited for us to come back for team of the year. So I think that's very nice of VI to do that.
Yeah. I don't know when Team of the Year, if it's going to be. It's not going to be next week, of course. And the earliest it could be, I think, is the 18th of January is the earliest. Might not even start until the 25th.
Why not 15th?
Because that's in the middle of headliners.
No, but this Friday, the 8th, we get the second team of headliners.
Yeah.
So 15th, then the promo is over. So we could get team of the year.
But if they're going to have voting, that's what I was maybe voting.
I get what you're saying. Probably. Okay, let me do a little prediction then. We get team of the week. Or we get headliners team 2 this Friday. That is Friday's January
8th. Yeah.
Yes. You're still in 2020, right? Looking at your schedule, I think.
But yeah, hey. No. Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. Then the after that, that's January 15th, we'll probably get the nominees.
Yeah.
And then the week after, we'll get the proper team. That's January 22. I think that's how it's going to be.
I think it'll start on a Monday, so that's the 25th then.
Probably on a Monday. That's weird.
Yeah, but I think Team of the Year started on a Monday the last 2 years, if I'm not completely mistaken. Okay.
You're Mr. FIFA see. Database, so if anyone knows, it's you. But that weekend, at least, not before not before Friday, January 15th, at least. My week would be a whole week later. Anyways, I got some questions. People send in, do we get player team of the year players from our weekend league rewards? I'm saying you will not get that.
You will not. We never got it before, and exactly. I really doubt that. Yeah, and they haven't had any promo cards in weekend league rewards before team of the season.
It's starts. Only going to be team of the season. Those aren't packs, and you're probably confused with those.
that could be. So we won't, unfortunately, see anything.
That's all right, though. You don't want everyone running around with Team of the Year anyway. I'm sorry, but no, it's a bit much.
It's nice to get the Team of the Year card.
I wouldn't know.
Even if it's untradeable.
I wouldn't know. Never got one. Never had one. You got Kante last year. I distinctly remember them packed Robertson or something as well.
I packed Kante and Robertson in the same pack.
Oh, yeah, that was it. I thought I remembered something. That's Mr. FIFA Database who was like, oh, I never get lucky. And then he sent me that picture with
two teams of the year. That's the first time I had a team of the year, though. So
Who knows this year? We're still a bit off because we did have some phone cards. We talked about the headliners cards, which I think are like decent. We finally got a Milenkovic-Savic card, but I don't think he's on par, if I'm quite honest. What is your opinion about Milenkovic-Savic?
It's a good card, but I think it needs a few upgrades to be top.
Exactly.
Top.
And but, I'm telling
it's
you,
not, it's not a bad. It's not bad, but I wouldn't change around my whole team for him. If I had a Serie A team and got cards and coins, duplicates and stuff, could do him for cheap. Then of course I would consider it, because if he gets a few more, then it would be interesting.
Yeah, he won't get any few more though. There's no way Lazio are going to win 4 and 4 and 4. So.
But he can get informs in one good match now and then.
Sure, but then you're probably better off just getting his inform, right?
Well, this is going to be plus one from the inform, so...
Oh, yes, that's true, of course. That's a good thing. Yeah, say
if he gets a good inform, then it was going to cost around at least 100k. And if he gets two, then of course you saved in.
All right, so I actually got this whole promo wrong myself. I'm so out of my game yet. 1 week, and I already forgot everything. If this card gets 4 wins in a row in the league, it gets an upgrade. But also, if he gets an inform, it will also get an upgrade.
Yep. Each time the player gets an inform, it will stay plus 1. But if they also win 4 matches in a row, it'll stay plus 2 from the highest rated inform.
Thank you. That's the best way to describe it. And that makes the cards much more interesting. But still not going to use it. It is much more interesting. There was also an interesting card which I think we need to discuss, because there's a big hype coming on from one card this weekend. It actually got me out of my FIFA slumber. And that is, of course, Arjen Robben.
That is correct. People have been anticipating Arjen Robben flashback card.
He's not playing in real life, so might as well give him a card now and then.
I think he's still injured. I think he played 40 minutes of the first match and then he got injured.
Yeah, and then he came back and he got injured on training. So yeah, he'll probably be I don't know, back in August or something. I think he is done, but it's cool for him to give it another try.
Yeah, he wanted to help his club, so but doesn't look like it's been successful when he can't play.
It was good for the sponsors, though.
Yeah, it's good for the publicity for the club, of course. But if he could have some kind of decent run in the team, that would of course help them. But if the body says no, then it's difficult to force yourself through the pain all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
If things are not functioning, then it's not worth destroying your body either. So
nope, we know all about that at our old age. We're the same age as Roman. I am the same age as Roman, actually. So
well, you are probably. I'm not.
No. No, that's right, sir.
I like the card, though.
I don't know. I'll tell you what my problem is.
For fun,
yeah.
You're looking at a little bit more competitive side.
The thing is, people are so hyping him. Like, I saw this pop up, right? I mean, we took a break, but I'm still coaching and. Not still coaching. I'm actually having more coaching to do than ever. So I'm still paying attention to it. And then it was Friday evening. He came out Friday, right? I think.
Yep.
One of the pros sent me a message. So do you think we can include Roman already? Like, I'm looking at this card. Like, okay, I mean, I get the allure, right, from it. But it's a 2-star weak foot. Why exactly would you try it? Who would you want to switch out? Yeah, but his finesse shot is really strong. Yeah, okay, but he's still 2-star weak foot, right? Yeah, that's true. This card is very nicely priced, Ingvi. I'm definitely agreeing with the fact that you say he is fun to use. I didn't do him yet, right? But I'm inclined to do him because everyone's hyping him. But I can't get my head around the fact that he's 2-star weak foot and people liking this card. Well, every other single card in FIFA history until this Friday was burned down to the ground. If everything was like, if it was lesser than 5-star, people would always, he's not good enough, period. Now they bring out an Iron Roman card with a 2-star weak foot and everyone's using him. I don't know what they drink around Christmas, but I can't get my head around it. Am I being too negative about this card?
Well, you're looking for a logical, competitive side, and of course it makes sense. But for the fun effect, I really like the card, and I think it's really fun to use. It feels unique. Of course, he's probably easier to stop than a player that has 4-star weak foot or 5-star weak foot, of course. It's a little bit more predictable. But he's really fun to use, though.
But so is Messi. So is Messi. Yeah. Messi's fun to use, right? Messi's 4-star. I'm actually having both players in front of me as we speak. So the total stats on Robin is 467, while the total stats of Messi is 466. In-game stats is 22.34 versus 22.73, so they're both like equal. Robin is faster and Messi is better on every other single stat that matters. People don't use Messi because he's not good enough. Why would you put Robin in? I can't figure that out. And I have to admit, I did not do him. I've not yet got him in my team. After tonight, I'm probably inclined to do him because I owe everyone at least a review then. but I can't see this card being in the teams for more than 2 weeks. He's decently priced, right? So it's a fair decision to say, okay, get him in my team for fun. I mean, that's all fine.
That's fine.
But using Ming on like high level competitive players, people aren't using Salah, and he's got like what, 3-star weak foot now.
He's got 3-star, yeah.
That's not good enough. Well, it's definitely better than this card.
True.
So that's my only thing about it. I think he gets overhyped over the weekend. People showing that they suddenly score finesse shots. Well, then use Messi this year because he got the same traits, also the out of the foot shot, also the finesse shot trait, but he's got an extra foot which he can use as well. I honestly don't see the difference at all. Low medium, they're both low medium, so that they did it as well. Both have the finesse shot thing. Oh, Messi, of course, does not have injury prone, but that's about the only difference between the two.
Yeah.
I'll take a breather. I mean, There's two things in this. What I'm trying to say is Messi's really cheap, guys. Very underrated card, even his non-informed card. So if you're looking to get a good one on top, it's definitely still one card worth paying attention to. And second one is Robin is very reasonably priced. And if you did want Bissaka for 350,000 back in the day, like a month ago, please, Robin is much more value. And I do like the fact that people are using cards that are not on par or not pure meta. But please don't compare this card being top tier, gold tier. I saw some sheets coming by people calling this gold tier card. That simply can't be it, because there's only one thing he can do, right? Just in real life. And I think that's a word, like a recommendation as well, that if you see his running animation, the fact how you have to score with him, it is pretty much how he is in real life, which I do think is very fun to use. So I completely agree with the fun part. But if I would rate this card, if it came out this Friday, I would not put him in my squad at all. Pure on stats.
No. I totally understand the logic behind your view as well. So I have no problem accepting that. So,
but hey,
it's more for maybe nostalgia.
I'll tell you what I can do. I can get Messi now and put Messi in my squad. Or I can get Robin and get him in my squad. I can fit them both on 10 cam with a little bit switch around. Who would you pick normally?
I would, of course, pick Messi. They have pretty much the same. Well, Messi is a little bit slower, though. But other than that, Messi, of course.
But the shooting stats are much better.
Of course, Messi isn't a bad card. So.
No, that's true, of course. No, but I just compared him. Like, who's a right winger? Which I can compare it with. I think it's an identical card, basically. But I mean, the passing, the shooting, the dribbling. Messi's all better in all those situations. But yeah, Robin is just a bit faster. And not that much either, right? With a certain boost, they're maxed out, both of them. So,
Of course, Robin is a little bit cheaper than Messi, but
that is true. But he's untradeable, so that's why I thought it was a fair comparison. Anyways, do like the fact that they include it, but I can't just yet get into the hype. But if you're listening to this show, it's like, John, what are you on about? I think Robin is the best player we've had this year. Look at this, or you're misunderstanding this part, let us know, tweet at us at Food and Review, or drop us a message on anchor.fm/foodandreview/message, and we'll definitely come back on that on the show. And you did do a Mingvi?
Oh yes, I did.
Are you comfortable enough to already give a review, or do you want to play for a bit more? He's still available for 11 more days though, so that's cool.
Yeah, I think I need little bit more time, but I can say that I'm having fun using the card.
So, that's good, and in the end, fun is the most important part.
Yeah, so no regrets yet.
Talk about no regrets, Ingvi.
Yes.
You don't know something else I don't regret?
And that is?
Us starting a podcast like 2 years ago, and nearing our 200th episode this Wednesday.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is, right?
Awesome.
We've been thinking about how would we celebrate it. But, well, because of COVID stuff coming around, people from the holidays, it's going to be really hard for us to say already. But what we are going to do is this Wednesday, we will stream it live. Maybe we have to blur Ingvi's hair out. You said, right? I got myself a COVID haircut as well. So don't mind our hair, at twitch.tv/footcoaching we will be streaming the episode live somewhere around, I don't know, 8 p.m. Central European time. We'll notify everyone, but we'll boot it live. You can still listen to the show, of course, as well, just as regularly. But if you want to leave us a message, then go to our website, which is anchor.fm/footandreview. And if you do a /message, you can use your phone or any headset you got attached to one of your devices to leave us a short voice message. It can be 30 seconds or 1 minute long maximum. I think 1 minute maximum. But it will allow us to play your voice messages during the show. And we could really, like, if you have highlights, things, what you like about the show, the fact that I'm just burned down Robin, if you don't like that, just leave us any messages. Keep it kid-friendly, though. And we'll play it this Wednesday. We'll put the link in the show notes and in our tweet. And just, well, leave us and we'll gladly like do a celebration and play all those voice messages. Which means awesome. I do want a voice message from you as well, Evie. But then in Norwegian.
Okay, I hear my voice every day.
In Norwegian. Do you have anything to add content-wise for today, Evie?
There's been a few upgrades SBCs that could be worth doing. The 82 plus, I've seen some decent pulls from that one.
I did 10. My head rate was 83.
So it's a little bit hit and miss.
It was miss and miss a bit more.
And people are probably grinding the icon swaps if they're not already done with it. So good luck with that. I've seen some decent player picks from the 17 token base icon players pick SBC kind of a token switch thing. And I've seen some decent pull from the mid and prime token swap as well.
Which was so, I was going to go for, but... Quite honestly, with the way they... I don't know if I want to do it, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's... I've done all the online, so that went quite quick. So, good thing. So I'm on the...
Luckily, there are few squad battle ones this time around.
There are a few. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think. Yes, 5. And one where you need 18 wins in total from the weekend league. That's probably the toughest one.
Yeah, you can do it over a couple of weeks, though, but still. For many people, it might actually make sure they won't get it, which always sucks.
Yeah.
Although 8, if you compare to 4 weeks, you should be able to pull that off anyways, actually.
You have 38 days to get it done.
So, yeah, so 5 weekend leagues.
Yeah.
You should be able to get like
yeah, 5 wins should be fine.
6, but yeah.
If you get silver one, then that's 2 weeks to 200.
Exactly. So it's not actually that bad, quite honestly.
No.
But it's just the pity that they have to put it somewhere else.
It's a little bit more, stress maybe. But if you still play weekend league every week, then you should be able to do this in 38 days.
And if you doubt you're going to make it, of course, I know someone who can help you play some better FIFA. So
yeah.
Sorry, shameless plug on the first Monday back in the year. But yeah, icon swaps is there as well to do. I haven't played FIFA for 3 weeks, quite honestly, because of the coaching being that busy. And I'm not actually thinking about if I start now again, is doing these objectives the best way to jump back into the game. I'm sincerely doubting that. So I might give it a week before I actually go at it.
Yeah, I actually did. We forgot to mention the Cunha headliner objective things. That card I unlocked as well during the weekend. It wasn't too stressful, but the card is like okay-ish. It's nothing super special, but I got some decent stats. It's nice to keep maybe for objectives. He can be used in Bundesliga objectives and first owner, of course. There is a one of the icon swaps. If you already haven't done it, you need 11 Brazil players, so of course that Cunha card is decent probably to have in that. So
that is actually a good call.
Yeah,
Gazelles are not interesting in this card at all, if I'm quite honest, but I do get if you want to do it for swaps.
Yeah. So if he gets an in from...
But who am I kidding? This guy is 4-star, 4-star, low, high. So if you like Robin, this card is better than Robin. So enjoy. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. On that hot topic, though, I think we got to end the show for today. tomorrow, we got a new Foot in Review Patreon joining the show. And that's going to be Aaron. So Aaron will be joining the show tomorrow as a co-host. Wednesday, of course, is our number 200. And I'm not going to say much about who we will be able to get in because we're still working on that. But you can at least expect Ingvi and myself, says Crazy Dutchman. And check out, of course, the Twitch because we'll be streaming it live. Thursday, friend of the show, Chris Grandpapa Mac, will join us again. And for Friday, we'll see who we can arrange. But we'll definitely, I'm going to be back into the full routine of giving you a podcast every single day. And if you say that's something I'm really missed during the holiday break, know that you can actually help us support and keep the show going by going to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/foodandreview, and support us there. You can support us from a little of €3 a month. And you get Discord access, you get coaching discounts, bonus shows, you get your name in the banners when we do the live shows. You name it, it's all there. Just check out the patreon.com/foodandreview. And if you like the show, it really helps us out in the end. Ingvi.
Yes.
It's been a while, so people might have forgotten where they can find you. So where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgenoni. They can find me on EA forums at LittleOn95.
Awesome. You can find the show at Food and Review on all social channels. And of course, you can find me at Food Coaching on, well, basically everywhere. I got nothing to add for that. So Ingvi, are you ready for the famous words? I have been practicing this for 10 days now since we were gone. I think I got this for tonight. You ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Then it's time to drop it and see you tomorrow.
Drop it.
Drop it. You. 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 T. 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 In view. You. T.